Welcome back to Gracie Meets. Do you feel like you talk so fast that no one can understand what you're saying? Have your parents, teachers, or friends ever told you you talk too fast? Well, today's interview with Mr. Gary Height might be the perfect job for you. Tell me a bit about yourself and your job, Mr. Gary.
Actually, I'm an auctioneer for 39 years. I worked the purebred Holstein auction circuit for the first 15 years of my life, or 15 years of my career. And then the last 20-some years, I've worked in the automobile auction industry, dealer-only auctions in the upper Midwest.
I see. What do you think makes being an auctioneer more unique than other jobs?
Well, we definitely don't work 9 to 5. In fact, many days I leave at do a lot of commuting over the highways, and I'll commute 160 miles one way to go to a Manheim car auction that I work at, and then the next day I'll leave from my home and drive 160 miles the other way to do a automobile auction for the Odessa Automobile Auction Company. And then the next day, Wednesdays, I'll jump in the car at 4:30 in the morning, drive 160 miles to do an automobile auction. We'll leave that auction and drive another 350 miles back into Iowa and do a night auction, and then get home about 11:30 at night. So it's definitely not a 9-to-5 job.
That's a lot of driving. Did you need any training to become an auctioneer, or could you just become one?
Actually, some states require some continuing ed. Other states have no requirements. The state I live in does not have any requirements. The state of Minnesota, which I also work out of, they require a licensure with no continuing education, just being bonded. I have attended some classes as far as marketing and stuff, but I am actually a self-taught auctioneer. I started when I was 14 years old. I grew up on a dairy farm, and we milk 60 cows, and so for 2 hours in the morning, I would auction off each cow I was milking, and in the afternoon, that evening, I would do the same thing, and I actually did that for 4 years while I was growing up on the farm. And when I turned 18, I did my first auction with another auctioneer. Doing it that way, I would travel to dairy auctions with my dad, and there was many different auctioneers, and I would pick up part of each of their chants, and I had the opportunity to work with a local purebred auctioneer, Holstein auctioneer, Norm Peterson, Pete's Auction and Photo out of Wyckoff, Minnesota. And he kind of mentored me, or didn't kind of, he did help me for much of my career, so.
Do you only auction off cars now, or do you auction off other things as well?
Now we do house 3 days a week. I do 4 automobile auctions. And then the other days of the week, I'm either out soliciting other auctions, setting up auctions, or actually doing household estate or farm auctions. We do, like I said, personal estate auctions for individual families, auctioning off their household items or their, automobiles or their, we also do farm auctions where the farmer is either retiring or downsizing, whatever, and we do a few real estate land auctions as well. And when we're not doing that, my wife and I also, we flip houses, and believe it or not, my wife was putting up shiplap 25 years ago, long before the Gaineses down there in Waco were doing it.
Why did you pick this job over all the other jobs out there?
Well, like I said, I grew up with it on the dairy farm, and I enjoyed the auction chant and the auction, the action at the auctions, and just thought that it'd be a fun way to make a living, and it has been. It's been a great career. It's changing. I will have to say that with the internet and online auctions, you lose the enthusiasm and the crowd aspect and the people aspect of an auction. But there's more and more of that being done today over the internet.
The internet has definitely taken over a bunch of jobs nowadays. How would a teenager like me become someone like you? Would I have to know someone to become an auctioneer?
I would say the best way to do it is to attend local auctions if you can, and to find an auctioneer that you like to listen to or that you know in the area, and approach them and ask them to mentor you. It is a people business, and it is a lot of who you know, and you have to be fair and equitable, and obviously have a good, clear chant, but that's only a part of it. You have to treat your customers right, and like I said, be fair and reputable.
You mentioned your chant. What were your practice methods like to be able to talk that fast?
Actually, I just I listened to the auctioneer that mentored me and picked up a few of his filler. They're called filler words in your chant, and I was able to put a few of his words in my chant. And then I actually went to a few sales in southeastern Minnesota that an auctioneer by the name of Bill Kent from New York actually came out and did some sales for some people, and I liked a few of the things he did, so I put those into my chant. And basically it's just repetition. I like to be able to understand the numbers, not go so fast that someone can't understand, you know, where you're at. And so filler words, a lot of people will use the rhythm of a certain song or something like that to give them the rhythm and the clarity they need.
Do you use any songs to keep a steady rhythm?
No, I don't use any songs. After doing it for 30 some years, I guess it comes naturally.
Would you mind showing the listeners your chant?
Hey, right now, how many dollars here? What are you going to be, gentlemen, who gave 50? $50 meter now, $75 meter now, $100 meter now, $125 now, $150 meter, $150 meter now, $175 now, $200, $200 meter now, $225 now, $250 meter now, $275, $300, $300 meter now, $25 meter now, $325, $350 bid, all in and all done. Last call, $325.50, and I have sold it for $325.
Wow, I'm speechless. I know every job is unique, but I want to know from you. What's the best part of being an auctioneer?
Best part of my job is working with the people, helping them successfully liquidate their assets. I enjoy the fundraiser. One thing I failed to mention is doing some fundraising auctions is also rewarding, helping sometimes maybe you have them in your area. Sometimes there's a family in need or whatever, and somebody puts together a fundraising auction. That's always really gratifying. As far as people the less attractive side of the business, sometimes you get involved in family situations where not everyone is able to get along, and sometimes you almost end up becoming a counselor to help guide them through that process and you know, get them through it. But it's just part of the job.
Well, I'd like to thank you so much for your time. You've definitely given some great insight into the world of auctioneering for me and the listeners. It really takes someone special to become an auctioneer. You need to be a determined salesperson, a fast, smooth talker, and willing to have an unusual work schedule. In some states, you actually have to have a license to practice a supersonic form of sales like this. Auctioneering is definitely not something a normal person thinks of as a career choice. But then again, show me a normal teenager. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. If you like Gracie Meets, subscribe so you can listen every time a new episode is dropped. And follow Gracie Meets on Instagram at gracie.meets. Tune in next Saturday for an informative interview with dance studio owners.